was just after midnight to get a breath of cooler air. I left the place in utter chaos as I was the only one there. What a relief to leave that prison. Who knows how long it's been? Thank God I don't have television to suck me in. I saw a charismatic stranger outside this noisy street cafe. He greeted me with nonchalance as if there was nothing to say. I took his cue and remained silent, so neither of us spoke. And the other people's laughter was a cloud of cigarette smoke. Loud is it down. Silence is golden, talk is cheap. Loud is it down. Still waters aren't always deep. In our silent understanding, I knew just how to entertain. But the stranger was demanding and became harder to maintain. So I suggested my apartment for a change of scenery. And we left the noisy street cafe, just the stranger and me. As we strolled through complete darkness, I held the stranger's hand. And not a word was uttered, 'cause we both did understand. He was much better than small talk. Silence is golden, talk is cheap. Still, what was aren't always deep. So to get in my apartment, I had to move some things aside. Yet in the darkened corridor, the atmosphere was soft and light. But when I finally lit a candle, there was a change in attitude. And the stranger's stern composure started striking me as rude. He said, "Good Lord, I am disgusted. How can you live in such a mess?" And from his accent, I